The following is an interview with Mrs. Martha Robertson by Bertine Howerton for the Kentucky Oral History Commission. The interview was conducted in her home at South Shore on September the 7th, 1978.
Well, I was born in Greenough County, Greenough, Kentucky, and my maiden name was Martha Robertson, Martha Luthan. And, well, I've been around quite a while. And so back when we went to school, we had to walk about a mile, and maybe a mile and a half, wade the snow. And I remember so well one day when it was so cold, we had a big potbelly stove, and Mrs. Crawford, Lizzie Crawford, is a teacher, so she let us come up around the stove to get warm. Well, there was Earl McBrayer, and he put a big lot of paper in the stove, and it blew out and caught my hair. I had curls hanging down in front, you know, and it caught my hair on fire. Well, I started to run, you know. That's the way you always do when you get a fire, start running. And Miss Crawford grabbed a coat and threw over my head and put the fire out. I guess if I hadn't been her doing that, I would have got my hair all burnt off. So, I had to go to school. We didn't have everything, you know, buses and things back then. And then, we went to church. I always went to the Methodist church. We had to walk to church. That was in horse and buggy days. And but we enjoyed it. We had a good time, walking with the boys and girls. We all walked together and had a good time. And then, there's so many things that I remember, you know, when I was a little girl, how we used to live. Yes, we was all born at home. I have had one sister and two brothers, and we were all born at home, but my two older brother, my brother and sister, was born in Carter, and I was born in Greenwich, so I'm the youngest of the four, and youngest child.
Did a midwife deliver for you?
Yeah. And I guess all of my brothers and sisters were midwives.
Were there any doctors about that time very much?
No, there wasn't very many doctors. This one, you know, lived quite a way, and so I was brought in the world by a midwife. So, that's the way they were all. So if you could ask some questions, maybe. About two women teachers that I had. I always went to a man teacher. And I remember so well the first day I went to school, I cried. I got homesick. we had mostly a man teacher all the time. And Oscar Sammons, you know, I went to school with him. Of course, he was younger than I was. He was in a lower grade, but he was real smart, and we would copy. He was smarter than us girls, so two of us girls sit together, and we'd copy, and sometimes he'd get arithmetic for us, and he was real smart.
Were the women accepted as teachers well? You mentioned Lizzie Crawford.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, they was, but it just seemed like in those days there wasn't very many women teachers. I don't know whether they just, maybe stayed in the home and worked. They didn't go out to teach or anything, and that's why I guess we had the men teachers then. But Miss Crawford was a real good teacher.
Do you know when she started teaching?
Oh,
I have no idea.
Don't have any idea, but she'd been teaching a long time, and she taught till she's 70. You know?
Mm-hmm.
She was real good.
What were schools like then? Did you have Did you take your lunch?
Yeah, we took our lunch and we'd all get out in the summertime, you know, and sit out under the tree and eat our lunch. And yeah, we didn't have any cafeterias then.
What were your hobbies? Things you like to do? Like, did you sew? Or?
Oh, yeah, I like to sew and I don't know. I was always, I never liked to work very much with my hands. I was always, I liked to, you know, I sewed some, but I like to be up for doing something that way. I never care about using my hands.
Did you read? Did you do those?
Yeah, I used to, but I don't read much anymore. Can't see too good.
And what advice did your parents give you that have guided you through your life?
Oh, they gave me good advice, and I thank the Lord for that, because I'm glad that I had strict parents. They were strict, and I appreciate it. Butter in a big a brass kettle out in the yard, you know, they build a big fire, and cook their apple butter. She makes soap, and then in the fall they'd butcher their hogs, and they'd render their lard, you know, out in the big kettle. And then when I was growing up, why, the neighbors would have bean stringings and apple peelings. And we'd go, a bunch of the youngsters would go, and we'd peel apples. Of course, we'd string beans. We'd have more strings than we would have beans. And then we would, after we get through, we'd move things out around, you know, and we'd play. We'd have, post office, play post office and things like that, you know. That's a lot we had, you know, back then, or for entertainment, you know. But we enjoyed it. We'd go to cane strippings, you know, they'd strip cane.
Make molasses?
Make molasses.
I didn't make that with the mule and...
Grind the cane, you know, with the mules. And
then they had pans they cooked it in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My dad always he'd always make molasses, sour molasses in the fall, you know. Raise cane, I was the youngest, and I never did do any work out in that, but my sister and my brothers used to help, you know, they'd top the cane, but I never had to do nothing like that, so.
Was this a neighborhood project? Did a lot of people do this together?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes, they did, and
what'd you do with the beans when you strain them? Did you dry them?
They'd dry them and can them and pickle beans, you know.
Oh.
I don't think they can too many beans, and they mostly pickle them, you know. I don't know whether you remember anything about pickle beans.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes. My grandmother taught me how to do that.
Yeah. Make kraut and everything, you know. Oh, yeah, everybody around, you know. Pickled a lot of beans in the fall.
Corn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about holidays? How did you celebrate those? Did you have family get-togethers?
Yeah, we'd have get-togethers on the holidays, you know, Christmas. And of course, like I said, I didn't have but one grandparent, you know, they were all dead before I was born. You know, I think so many times how much you miss by not having grandparents, because they talk about going to the grandmother's house for Christmas and Thanksgiving and all, but I never had that. But my grandfather lived with us, and he was a wonderful man. I was crazy about him. He was a wonderful person, and he lived with us till he died.
Did he teach you to read or do any of those things?
Yeah.
They're so patient, aren't they?
They're so patient. Mm-hmm. When my mother would be gone, you know, my brother, older than I was, he was so mischievous, and he would do things, you know, to aggravate me. And my grandfather would say, and Clyde would do things, you know, and mess up the house, and he'd say, I'm going to tell your mother when she comes home. Well, he'd get the broom and he'd clean up the mess, you know, and he wouldn't tell. But he'd tell him, he'd say, now, I'm going to tell your mother when she comes, she'll be with her. But, no, he was a wonderful person. I guess I was about 14 when he died, but I remember him so well.
And he lived in your home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he lived in our home.
And what was your father's and mother's name?
My father's name was Curtis Fusan, and hers was Amanda.
And where were they from originally?
Carter County.
Carter County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of all the customs that you had in your community, which do you think is the most important that you remember now? Which was the most important to you?
Oh, I just don't know. I can't think.
Knowing you, I imagine going to church in
yes,
your community.
Yes, I did. Uh-huh. I went to church all the time. Enjoyed that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the social
uh-huh.
life
and
in the church.
Social life. Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Yeah. Well,
you've made a great contribution to our neighborhood, Nick. But why don't you talk about some of the things you've done?
Well, I was going to tell about at school when I went to school. You know, we would have ice cream socials and pie socials, and invite all the boys and girls, you know, from the neighborhood. And we enjoyed that a lot. And then the money we'd make while we'd buy things for the school, we did that, you know. That was one thing our hobby was doing, and we enjoyed that. And the same way with the, well, they'd play ball, you know. We had a pretty good ball team. And they'd get us to have those, and then we'd take the money and help them buy their uniforms and things. And so, there's so many things, you know, you forget a lot. It's been so long, but
yeah.
It finally comes back to you. Mm. See, back in those, that's been a long, long time now. I could remember back in, you know, things, but that's been so long ago. Can't remember much.
Do you think people were more concerned about one another in those days than they are now?
No, I don't think they're as concerned as they was back then, because when anyone would get sick, why, the neighbors would all go in and help them, you know. And of course they might be in some way, but it don't seem to me like they're as, you know, care as much as they used to.
They don't visit as much
Mm-mm,
as they used
no,
to.
No, they don't do that either. Everybody just thinks about herself now.
And what do you think is the reason for that? Or do you?
I really don't know. Just gotten away from them, you know.
You think the war had something to do with this change of time?
Mm-hmm, could have had,
Mrs. Robertson, as a teenager, were you allowed to date?
Yes, I would go out on double dates. Usually there'd be two or three, you know, and we'd all go out and have a good time. I didn't go out too much, you know, just on a date for myself until I was older.
You went out in couples?
Uh-huh, we did, when we were younger.
Did you make candy and
cookies
and cakes?
Yeah, we'd meet the homes and make candy.
Ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They still do that a lot.
Yeah, they
do
that now.
Uh-huh.
Yes, they do.
What are some of the important facts about the community you grew up in? Do you remember anything important that stands out in your mind about your community?
Oh, I just can remember all the people, you know, that we all thought so much of, that we grew up with, and our church and school and things like that. It's about all the things.
Did you have trouble on the roads? Was travel difficult?
No, it wasn't.
What'd you do, horseback?
No, we usually walked. Most of them, if they had to go very far, they'd ride, but I never did ride a horse. I was always afraid of horses.
Were you?
Yeah. I'd ride in a wagon or something like that, but I never did ride much.
Do you remember the First World War?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Did any of your family have to serve?
Yes, I had an uncle who was killed in World War I.
Did you have any memories of the neighbors or anyone else about this? Or do you remember much about it?
Well, I just remember, you know, I had the cousin was wounded and my uncle was killed, and that's about all I, you know.
Was there much propaganda about the war?
Yeah, there's quite a bit, but you didn't hear so much then because we didn't have radio and television then.
You probably had to wait a long time before
yeah.
you got news on
anything. We got a telegram that when my uncle...
On the battles and so forth.
Yeah.
Probably later that you got
mm-hmm.
news on them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know you remember the Second World War. Was there a difference in the time to you? I mean, did it make more impression on your mind, the Second World War?
Yes, because I was older then.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You want to talk about anything that you remember about it?
Well, I don't know too much about it, you know. Just I know it was a kind of a trying time then. So many of the, you know, boys that had to go and their parents were so worried. Of course, I didn't have any boys to go. My children were all girls. If Loris had been a boy, you know, she probably had to be in World War II.
Did the rationing or any of that sort of thing affect you?
Not too much, uh-uh. Not too much, no.
You had four daughters, didn't
mm-hmm.
you?
Yeah.
Would you care to give their names?
Dolores, Frida, Vera Jean, and Amanda.
Now, what about the Depression? Do you remember much about it and how it affected the neighborhood?
Yes, I remember the Depression. Everybody was shared about life then, you know. Everybody was, during the Depression, it was hard, but we always had plenty to eat, though, but that was all. We didn't have much money.
You and your husband were in the grocery business for
mm-hmm.
a while.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about that?
Well, see, he worked for his brother for, I guess about 40 years, and we decided that we would go in business, you know. But we didn't stay in business too long. It was too much for me to have to help, you know. I had to help in the store, and I had Frida was the baby, and she was little, you know. And I'd get busy. He'd be out delivering groceries, and she would destroy more. She'd get in, break eggs, and do a little of everything. So we decided we just went out of business. He went back to work for his brother and stayed there till his store closed.
During Depression, did people have new ways of making a living? Did they sell ginseng? And
I don't know whether they did or not. I just don't really know. But
you lived in town, didn't
uh-huh.
you?
So but I do know that, I believe it was during the Depression that people worked for the, you know, got on the, what did they call that? Something they had, the government, you know, furnished something, and they...
NRA, wasn't it? Or CCC?
Yeah, that was for the boys, but uh-huh. there's something else I know a lot of people work for.
It's sort of a welfare program.
Yeah, help them out. But they, back then, though, they had to work for it, where now they don't, you know. They just give it to them. But they had to work. They'd work on the road, and they'd build, they built the courthouse up at Green, the old courthouse, you know. And things like that, you know, and that helped people a lot during the Depression.
Yes, I think that did. It gave them something
yeah.
to do.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me, though, I remember people selling berries.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they'd come to your door selling blackberries, apples, and, well, they'd sell about anything they mm-hmm. could. Pick cherries and sell them. And they got made money that way, you know, mm-hmm. to help them out. During the Depression, people just had to do the best they could, you know. And, of course, by my husband working in the store, you know, I didn't know too much about, because I, like I say, we had to eat, but didn't have much money. And
did the banks close?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That made it rough.
Yeah, my mother lost quite a bit of money during the Depression. You know, she had her money in the saving loan, and she lost quite a bit.
Didn't they ever get that back?
Not all of it. She got some of it, but not all of it. She never did get it all. Oh, I hope I never see another Depression like that.
Did you remember the hobos that came through, begging food?
Yes. That was a, that was just a common thing back those days.
Mm-hmm. I think that they must have had certain houses they
mm-hmm.
marked.
Especially if you lived along the railroad.
Yes.
My mother-in-law lived up the road here, right close to the railroad, and just somebody continue, you know, getting off the train, they'd mm-hmm. be on the train, and they'd not, and she'd always fix them something to eat, you know. Where now, probably people would be afraid they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't mm-hmm.
I've seen them come to my grandmother's door,
mm-hmm.
and she was afraid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, even then,
yeah,
some
yeah.
of them.
I could be kind of afraid of them, too.
But she always fed them.
Yeah.
There's some pitiful people went up and down on these trains, and you could
yeah,
see them
yeah.
riding on those bars.
And she'd always say, well, maybe there's, you know, there's some mother's son, you know, and maybe
mm-hmm.
they're hungry, and she'd feel sorry for them, and she'd give them something, it was just a piece of bread.
You remember the time that the dirt come here in those clouds from out in the plains,
mm-hmm.
and that dried up out there, and
yeah.
they had that...
That was in...
drought.
In 1930, and they had so much... sandstorms, didn't
uh-huh.
they, out in Texas and places. Yeah.
And they sent the cattle east
mm-hmm.
in those cars, you remember?
Yeah. Yeah, that was dry. They didn't have any rain all summer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful. Our grass just dried up. It just looked like you'd stick a match to it, it'd burn.
Well, the hills did burn that
mm-hmm.
year, remember?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It burned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What other historical facts do you remember about your community? Do you know of anything else that... Oh, maybe the 37 flood.
Yeah. I reckon I do remember the 37 flood. That was the year Mandy was born, in the 37 flood. We had just got back home a week before she was born. And, you know, the water just got 3 feet in our house, where it went over the top of some of the people. We lived out on Second Street then. And, but the doors wouldn't shut, you know, they were swelled. And so, I really remember that. We lived in, over on Morton Hill, there was an empty house, and we took a few things over there, and my brother's family, we all went together and lived over there. In time of the flood.
Were there just the two families in the home?
Uh-huh, just the two of us.
There was a good
lucky.
Many. Pardon me, I thought you were saying.
Well, I said we were lucky. You know, so many people went to the schoolhouse, and there's so many families in there. in church houses, mm-hmm. just anywhere they could get to, you know, to live till the water went down.
Were you at any of those places during the time? Did you go in the churches or the schools and see how they lived?
No.
I didn't either, and I wondered how they managed.
I wondered about it, too. Mrs. Kate out here, she said they was over, all upstairs over those buildings over there. Hannah's, you know, the waterworks and all those buildings is upstairs, you know. Mm-hmm. And they were just a bunch of people in there. Awful, she said. I don't see how they slept or anything, do you?
Mm-mm, no, and they didn't have any sanitary facilities.
Mm-mm.
I don't know how they managed.
I don't either, but no, I didn't get to see because we were up on the hill and we just didn't get down, you know, the water was clear up there to the corner of the store.
What profession was your husband in? He was a butcher, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He'd worked in the store, I guess, about 40 years. Never did do nothing else but work. When we first met, he was a grocery boy. He took orders at the homes, you know, go to the house and take orders. He worked at that a while, and then they quit delivering. And then he just worked out on the floor, and then he got to be a butcher, and then that's what he worked.
Everyone always had a good word to say for Ora Robinson.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a very good man.
Yeah, Ora had lots of friends. Everybody liked him.
Remember when they first blacktopped 23.
I don't remember just when it was, but I do remember we lived right on the highway, and the dust, oh my, if you opened your doors, it was right in your house, you know, and just a dirt road, so we moved away from there before they blacktopped it, and I don't remember, but I thought, oh, how I would like to have it blacktopped when I lived there, because, oh my, that was awful.
Did you have the experience that when you drove along the high in the dusty roads being brown when you arrived at your destination?
Yeah, you didn't need any brown makeup to put on or lay it aside. You'd be brown. And your clothes would be all brown, you know, and dirty. And
mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about how your mother prepared foods when you were a youngster? Did she have coal stove or?
Yeah, wood. She brought wood most of the time. Yeah, they get up in the morning and build a fire in the stove and let it get hot, you know, before they started to get breakfast. And then they had a grind of coffee. You could hear people up a grinding their coffee in the morning. And I think about that lots of times. If we had to do that now, wouldn't
it? Well, I imagine it tasted awful good.
It was good, but.
I remember they used to have large breakfasts.
Yes, fried bacon, ham, you know.
Potatoes
and eggs.
You had pie.
Uh-huh, eggs and all kinds of, you know, jams and jellies. And everybody eat a big breakfast then.
How old were you when you got married?
20 and a half.
Did you have a belly?
No.
You didn't?
No. We missed that. They did at that time, you know, bell people, but we just slipped in, slipped out, and nobody didn't know. They didn't develop.
Where'd you live at then?
I lived here in South Shore.
Did you? Mm-hmm.
We got married at Fansburg, down there at the Methodist Parsonage where we was married. Yeah, we went down. We thought that was a long trip, you know.
It was.
Yeah. And we crossed the ferry. They had a ferry down to Vanceburg and came back up on the high side. Yeah, that was a long trip.
Well, the roads weren't paved that way either,
no,
were they?
No, it was dirt road. Mm-hmm.
52 wasn't either, I don't imagine, was
no.
it?
No. They had a pretty good road, but it wasn't paved.
Describe, if you can, the various places you've lived. Do you remember the different places you lived?
Well, I never did move around too much. I was born in this, where I was born. I lived there till I was 17, and then we moved to South Shore. And I lived out there till Ori and I was married, and we lived, I think we just only moved, about four times in our lives after we was married, and then I moved out here, after he died. We just never did move. We just stayed in one place all the time.
Well, that must have been satisfying.
Yeah, we was pretty well satisfied.
Do you think that child rearing is different now than it was when you raised your children?
Yes, I think so.
And how do you think that is?
Well, I don't know. Seem like children is more. I don't know. They tell the parents what to do now. See, the parents telling them.
You think television has something to do with this?
Yeah, I believe it does.
They seem to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Get wise quicker.
Yeah, they do. Children are a lot wiser now than they was back when I was growing up. Smarter. Yes.
Do you feel it was better then than it is now?
Well,
In
some ways it might have been. I don't know. I just couldn't say whether it was or not because some ways I think it was.
Did you travel very much?
No, I never travel much. My husband never did like to travel. He just wouldn't go anywhere hardly, and I never did travel too much. I've traveled more in the last few years, and my youngest daughter, Amanda, lives down in western Kentucky, and I go down to see her. I go on the plane, and I don't know. I've traveled more in the last few years than I have for a long time.
Did you see anything interesting on your travels?
Oh, yes. I saw a lot of interesting things.
Would you like to explain some of them?
Well, I don't know. Down where she lives, there's an awful lot of lakes,
Is that where that earthquake made the water come up and just, around the trees?
She lives close to Kentucky Lake, Lake Barclay.
Oh, I see.
Lakes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And when I go down there, while we go, sightsee quite a bit, but
was there any recreational areas for your youngsters growing up in this area? Do you remember much about whether they had any facilities to play in, like skating rinks or?
Well, yes, there used to be a skating rink.
Movies and that sort of thing.
Movies. We used to have the old movies over here, and but they done away with the movies, and we used to have the drive-in movie. You remember that, can't you? And so. There's not too much, amusement around here now, like there should be, I guess, for the younger people.
Don't you think, as a whole, that youngsters your age, when they were born, were happier than they are now?
Yeah. The younger people, they enjoyed themselves. They appreciated more, I think, than they do now. Now children, they have everything in the world, but still, they're not satisfied. They're not happy. They were always wanting to do something else. And I believe children back those days when I was growing up, they was more contented and enjoyed themselves more. They'd bunch get together, we'd get together of a night and play the old organ and sing, and we enjoyed ourselves that way. I had an organ, and that's what we'd do to amuse ourselves.
Take walks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We talked a few minutes about food preparation, how your mother would fix breakfast, and do you think that there's a great deal of difference in that between then and now, or is things pretty much the same, except just the method of cooking?
No, I don't think people, you know, there's not many people eat breakfast anymore. They just get up and drink them a cup of coffee and eat a donut or something. They don't cook like they used to, but I think the reason of that, people, they had to work hard back those days. They worked harder than they like, and they had to have a big breakfast. And so people just don't eat like they used to. Don't cook like they used to. You know, back those days, you had to cook. You know, you couldn't go to the store and buy everything like you do now. And I think that made the difference, too.
Well, it probably did help some. What are some of your happiest memories? Do you have any special ones?
Yes, I think when my family was all home, Ori was living, had all the children home, you know, them was my happiest moments.
Christmas,
the holidays, when they were little, you know. The children were little. You always enjoy Christmas more.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
If you could live your life over, would you change anything?
Well, no, I don't think I would.
You said that so quickly, I believe you mean it.
Yeah, I wouldn't change it.
I don't think you would either.
Mm-hmm.
In what way do you think life could be improved now?
Well, I think it could be improved a lot, but I just don't know how. One thing, I think people don't have the love for each other like they used to. That's one thing I think could change a lot.
You think it's because everybody has everything too easy?
Uh-huh. We had everything too easy, but right now we're having a pretty hardship, this bridge again. Someone said, well, maybe it would draw people closer together.
Could. I know I've noticed that any emergency or any tragic thing seems to draw people together.
Together, it does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What advice would you give young people if they wanted it? Which they usually don't.
They usually don't want it, do they? Well, I think always tell people when they first get married, I think it's a good thing to go to church and, you know, start a Christian home. I think that's the first thing I would advise them to do.
Did you have any family reunions lately?
Yes, about 3 weeks ago I had my mother, the Walkers, and the Marshall reunion. We had about 100, I guess there was over 100 there. We had a real nice time. I think it's good because it, you know, it keeps people close and gets them together. Maybe we don't see each other very often, only when we do have a reunion. And then my sister, this coming Sunday, she has her 78th birthday, and her family, we're all going to get together, kind of like a reunion, I guess.
What's your sister's name?
Patton, Clara Patton.
Clara Patton. She
lives out where I was raised.
Out from Greenup.
Out from Greenup.
Is she in relation to that those Pattons that have the lumber company up there?
No, I don't think they're. Now I'll tell you who. You know Eileen Richardson, don't you?
Yes.
Well, she married Eileen's uncle, and Lizzie Crawford's brother, Bank Patton, and that's the one she married. And so they're having her, we're having our reunion up there this coming Sunday. And it's good to all get together once in a while, I guess.
Certainly is. Do you have any kind of program that you have, or any kind of special doings for your reunions?
No.
I know some customs among some of these.
Yeah, they do.
They preach. And
we used to, but we don't do that anymore. They just talk, you know.
Uh-huh.
Visit. We have had,
preaching and singing.
Uh-huh, preaching and singing, but they just haven't done that for a long time.
Do you think these sort of things really hold families together or make them closer?
Yeah, I believe they do. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Your mother and father equally involved in child rearing?
Yes, but my father, he didn't do any. You know, he left it all up to my mother. He didn't do any correcting but all he'd have to do, you know, just say something to us, but he never did whip us or anything like that. Mostly my mother, you know.
Even the boys?
Uh-huh, boys too.
Well. What was the strongest point of family life as you knew it?
Well, it was pretty strong.
Togetherness?
Uh-huh, togetherness, uh-huh. Yeah, that was... my father, he liked to read, and I can remember so well of a night, you know, before we'd go to bed, he'd always read us a story of some kind, and we had to sit still, you know, we'd just sit there and listen, and I never did like hearing anybody read, because I had... I used to have to sit so still, you know, and... but he'd read to us.
How did your parents try and establish your value systems?
Well, by actions, the way they lived, and then by word, because they always taught us to not to steal, or, you know, taught us the right way. I'm so thankful for that. And so...
Did you say how many was in your family when you were a youngster?
Well, I had two brothers and one sister.
Had a nice family. Mm-hmm. If a relative was sick, did parents sometimes send one of their children to live with them and help them?
Well, I can't remember doing that, but they would send us maybe to, but not to live with them, but
help
they would go to help them maybe, if we could do anything for them.
If some of your kinfolk had to live with you, would that have changed your lifestyle much?
No, we was always glad to have some of this. We enjoyed it.
You said your grandfather lived with you. Mm-hmm. Did he have a lot of influence on your family life and on
mm-hmm.
you?
Yeah, he did.
Before welfare came along, what happened to orphan children? Do you remember?
No, they had I knew some orphan children. They had awful hard, you know.
Yeah, that's people take them in?
Of course, their mother was living, and she just worked. She'd wash for people maybe for 50 or 75 cents for washing. And she had it hard, but she kept them together and, you know, raised them.
And what age was a child considered an adult by his parents? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
I think
maybe about 18, you think? Maybe 16, I don't know, I don't think.
Have you ever had a job?
Well, I worked at Selby's a few months before I was married and quit, and I guess I was lazy. And then I worked in the store a little, and that's all I ever done. I always just rather stay at home and keep house, do my housework, and had four little girls, and I couldn't very handy work then after I got married, and that was a job, taking care of them.
You like keeping house, don't you?
Yeah, I like that the best.
Do you remember when women first got the vote?
Yes, I remember. I just can't remember what year it was in, but I do remember. And it wasn't any problem, though. We didn't have any trouble, but...
You can't remember any suffrage battles.
No. No.
They did in some towns.
Some towns they did. They wasn't for the women voting at all, you know. But we didn't have any problems here.
You was talking about your job at Selby's.
Mm-hmm.
What were working conditions like then? And
well, it was pretty good. We had quite a bit of work, and I worked on the machine, stitching, but I didn't like it kind of work very well. It was awful tedious, you know, and so I didn't work too long. And well, you wanted to know
how I got
to work. Well, we had to walk, I guess it's about a mile, I'd say, from here down to the old ferry. We walked from here down to ferry, and then across the ferry boat, and when I got on the other side, then there's quite a walk then, you know, you had to walk out to the...
Down from Union Street, landing?
Yeah, down to, out to Selvage.
Yes.
But that didn't seem so far then, but it would now.
And you feel like that you would rather keep house and work out. And let me ask you, do you feel that there's a difference between country people and city people?
Well, I don't know. I just couldn't say whether they are or not. Not too much. Not too much difference.
Which would you rather, live in town or out?
Well, yes, I like to live in town. Country's fine, but, you know, the way things are now, I'd just rather live in town. Of course, I wouldn't call this a town, but it's kind of in the rural route.
How do you feel about money?
Well, I feel like that we have to have money to get along, and we just couldn't get along without money. We have to have it, but I never was a type of person that just was greedy and craved money all the time. I was other things more important. But I know we have to have money. Couldn't get very far in this world, could we, without a little money?
I think that money, actually, if it's used right, it helps happiness.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
If you don't have it,
you'd be awful unhappy, wouldn't you? If you didn't have no money, no income, no nothing, it would be awful. We have to have money to pay our bills. And
how about friendship? How do you feel about friendships?
Well, I think friendship is a wonderful thing. It would be an awful world if we didn't have any friends, wouldn't we? That's the way I've always felt. You know, just like the little paper boy, he had a little boy with him one day, and I said, oh, you have a helper? And he says, yes, this is my little friend. And he said, wouldn't it be awful if we didn't have any friends? And I always thought about that, how wonderful, how bad it would be. He said, wouldn't it be awful if we didn't have some friends? And you know, there's a lot of people that say they don't have any friends. Do you believe they... What's wrong? You have to be a friend to have friends, don't you?
You sure do.
Now, I have a neighbor down the street. She says she don't have any friends, and I just can't figure anybody out like that. Yeah.
Kindness, the next thing on this list here, would probably be one of the reasons they don't have friends.
That must be it.
So... Honesty. I think if we were to live up to all these, we'd have friends.
We'd have friends, yeah. And you've got to be a friend. You have to treat people nice and friendly.
What do you consider to be vices or faults in people?
Well, I don't know. dishonesty is, and gossip. Sometimes you can hurt people by gossip, you know, that hurt people real bad. And there's so many things that we just have to be careful about what we what we do or what we say. But sometimes you can get disappointed in people because you think they're your friend, and then they'll, maybe you might say something to them, and then they'd go and tell something and make it bigger and hurt somebody, and we have to be careful about things like that.
Do you think that sometimes we have to bear with other people's faults?
Yes, we do sometimes. Yeah, we have to kind of overlook them, don't we?
Yes.
Lots of times. That's the way I feel about it.
Can you think of anything else you want to discuss, Mrs. Roberson?
No, I guess that's about all I think of.
All right, we thank you.